Samoa's general election is going down to the wire after preliminary voting results over the weekend resulted in a dead heat. The unofficial count has left both major parties with 25 seats each in the 51-seat parliament, with one independent candidate potentially poised to play the role of kingmaker. Special votes were tallied last night and an official count begins today to try to separate the incumbent Human Rights Protection Party and the opposition party, FAST or FAST. Our correspondent in Samoa is Tipi Otangavaya, who joins us now. Talofalava.
Yeah, Talofalava and good morning.
This seems quite an extraordinary result because the Prime Minister has been in power for 23 years. Where did this opposition party come from?
Well, it's interesting in this election because the newly established FAST party, or FAST, was established in July last year by a former ruling party MP who was sacked. And then later on, last year, the Deputy Prime Minister left the party because of her opposition to the three controversial bills that were tabled in Parliament. So if you look at from July up until this month, it was only established in 8 months, but it was a very strong campaign by the newly established FAST party. And you look at the outcome of the election, they won 25 seats.
And will this, have they potentially, could they win? When would we find out?
Well, we're still waiting the official counts of all 128 and more thousand votes casted last Friday is starting today. So this process will probably take about up until Thursday or even Friday this week. And then we'll see from there the exact figures of each candidate and their votes they won. And also we'll see from there whether the 25 seats each still remain with the independent candidate who won from one of the electoral constituency on the Big Island of Hawaii will still be the kingmaker.
That independent candidate, what do we know about them? What do they stand for? How much influence could they have?
Well, no, he had some interviews with some of the local newspaper here. And according to the one yesterday, he told the Sunday Samoa newspaper that he is looking to a new government that looking to clean up all the corruptions and all other many other controversial bills that were that were put in place by the ruling party.
So, do you think there is a mood for change in Samoa?
Yes, I can see there is a mood of change. But the problem is now we have one seat now. We're all depending on this independent candidate of which party he's going to support. But looks likely from what he said to the media that he is going for a change. But that will all confirm by the end of the final count, which starts today.
Has there been any reaction from the Prime Minister?
Well, he was the first one. Interesting, he was the first one who called the media on Friday night last week, while the count was still going. And we thought that he's going to reveal the number of seats his party won, but he was just thanking all those people who were involved in the smooth running of the election, and that was it.
If there was to be a change of government after quite a long period, a couple of decades, how do you think that would shift things in Samoa? Would it be a radical move to the left or the right? Which direction is it likely to move?
It's hard to tell now, but because we're still waiting whether, you know, the FAST or HRPB will be back into power again with this one slim majority of the seat. But looking at those manifestos, especially from the newly established party, they are looking to make a change and allow our Samoan people living and residing overseas to cast their votes and be able to cast their votes from where they reside. I think that's another big move by the newly established party that they promised they're going to do if they're going to be the next government.
Tipi, thank you very much for that. Be very interesting to see how that plays out over the next, over this week. We'll keep you updated. Tipi Otangavaya there, our correspondent in Samoa.